period of time, back during the Babylonian times, 500 years B.C., they called it public outcry. At that time, there's where the young men went to get their wives. They bought them at a public sale. The more beautiful they were, the more they paid for. And as they began to fade away in the beauty, the price went down. And finally, some of them got so ugly that the men wouldn't buy them, and the girl's father would give them a dowry, just take them off their hands. The entire Roman Empire, about 193 A.D., was sold at public auction, and one of the senators bought it, and some 60 days after that, he was beheaded. And then during the Civil War, and just after the Civil War, when they were dispersing all of the equipment, the captured equipment, and cleaning up everything and going back, they were selling it at public auction, and it had to be an officer of the army, the military, sell it. And it was the cavalry that was doing the selling, and it had to be a commissioned officer, and he had to hold the rank of colonel. And as you know, back during that time, all of the cavalry officers wore the big felt hat. So from that time on, it became that auctioneers were called colonels, and most of them wore the big hat. That was the trademark of the auctioneer. Of course, I hold a Kentucky Colonel Commission, a Tennessee Colonel Commission from the governor, and also have my colonel's certificate from the auction school. And when students graduate from the auction school, and I operate the Nashville Auction School in Nashville, Tennessee, we give them a colonel certificate, and we also give them a diploma upon completion of the course. Now, I am a diversified auctioneer. A person that specializes in tobacco normally does not sell in any other field. That is a field all of its own. It's an entirely new ball game. I'm a diversified auctioneer. Last week, I sold two real estate sales. I sold a house and lot in Hohenwald, Tennessee, and then sold a small farm. 2 or 3 weeks before that, I sold a Music City Classic quarter horse sale in Nashville held at the state fairgrounds. I sold horses for Mel Tillis, Charlie Daniels, Carl Smith, and a bunch of the Grand Ole Opry people, and the music stars were there both buying and selling quarter horses. Price of quarter horses is down about 33 1/3% in that sale. Simple reason that a registered quarter horse is a luxury, not a necessity. People have a few acres of land out that like to get them a quarter horse, so they buy it. Time's getting a little harder, money a little tighter. They're selling, the market is down. Even the horses today are being sold and slaughtered and shipped to foreign countries for meat. There's horse commission where people are going out now and buying up the horses and slaughtering them and shipping them to foreign countries for them to eat. But just a few days ago, I sold an estate where we liquidated everything in the house and the outbuildings and everything, the antiques, everything there was. So I sell anything of value just as long as it's legal to sell. Now, there's some things that are not legal to sell. And it depends on where you're selling it. For instance, firearms. If I was having a sale in a building, every Saturday night from a fixed location, I would have to have a permit from the federal firearms people in order to sell firearms. But if I'm holding estate sales and I'm holding a sale here today and there tomorrow for different people at different locations, then I do not have to comply with and get a firearms permit because I'm not in the business selling firearms. I'm selling from individuals. Auctioneers have to be very careful in the towns and cities that they travel through because of different ordinances against them. Especially against diamonds and things of this nature. Some cities, for instance, in the state of Tennessee, we cannot sell diamonds for the same person more than once in a 2-year period. And there's some cities that have outlawed auction sales, and they did this years and years ago. There's some cities, for instance, I believe Baltimore, Maryland, as a transit auctioneer, I have to pay them $1,000 for a permit to come into Baltimore and hold a sale. Florence, Alabama, which is just 40 miles south of my hometown, I go down there to hold an auction sale. I have to pay them $250 for a permit to advertise an auction sale. That's good for 15 days. If I haven't completed the sale within 15 days, I have to pay them $50 a day until the sale is over. Then I have to pay them $100 a day for the auctioneer plus $20 a day for each helper. So I've sold sales in Florence, Alabama, where the license fee alone would cost me $1,200 to $1,500. Auctioneers work on a fee, on a commission basis. That is a normal procedure. We work anywhere from 6 to 10 to 15%. 6 on real estate. If we go out and sell a farm for $100,000, we collect 6% or $6,000, and then the commission of the sale. I have three sons that work with me, one full-time, two part-time. One of my sons full-time. The other one is a pharmacist, and he works with me part-time. One of them is a student at a university, and he works part-time with me. But we maintain a mailing list. When we have an auction sale, we ask everybody to register, give us their name, address, telephone number, and driver's license number. Then we issue them a bid card. After the sale is over, we go back to the office. Then we go through the sale tickets. We keep a copy of everything that was sold. We go through the sale ticket, and we look to see what each buyer bought. If he bought antiques, he's programmed into our computer on an antique mailing list. If he bought junk, he's programmed into our computer under a junk buyer. And if he bought farm machinery, he's programmed into our computer under a farm machinery buyer. So whatever he buys, we make up our mailing list. If we have a registered cattle sale, all of our buyers register. If they bought, we put them on our mailing list. So we have a computerized mailing list for everything we sell, real estate, antiques, cattle sales, or whatever type of sale it is. Now, cattle sales, this is a fast market. The auctioneer talks much faster selling cattle than he does out here just selling items like we're playing around here with these items. Normally, at a regular sale, if I'm selling a personal property sale consisting of household items, I will sell about 125 items an hour. That's about 2 items per minute. So, you see, it's a fascinating game, and you'd be surprised how many people you meet. I was down in Louisiana not long ago. I held one sale on a Saturday, $784,000 on real estate. So you meet so many interesting people in the business. And, you know, I told them in here today earlier about some of the things that you get into. You get shot at sometimes, you know. I'll tell you one interesting experience. One Wednesday morning, there's a lady called me and said, Colonel Evans, can you hold a sale for me for us Saturday? And I said, well, no, this is Wednesday. And we would have to have the ad to the newspaper by 12 o'clock in order to have a sale Saturday. And she said, well, Paul just died, and we want to have a sale Saturday. And I said, well, understand, I have to have the ad to the paper by 12 o'clock today. She said, well, if you'll come on out here while we're waiting on the funeral director, we'll make up a list. And that's the way it happened. We went out and made up. We walked around now. They had him, you know, he died at home. We made up the list, and the ad was in the newspaper before the poor man was ever buried. But that's just the way the pickle squirts, you know. So you just have to play with the time. Well, it turned out I was worried about it. Honestly, I was worried about it. But when I got within about a half a mile of the house, I never saw such a crowd in my life. I said, anytime you drive up and you have a crowd, you say, we're going to have a good sale. Just give us something to sell in a crowd, and we're going to have a good sale. As it turned out, you know, he had two children, two daughters. Both of them lived out of state. And he had told them, said, now listen, you've been here with me 6 weeks away from your home. I don't want you to sit around here and wait a week or two after I die. When I die, I'm just as dead as I'll ever be. Sell this stuff the first day you can get it sold and get back home with your families. So that's what they did. It was his request. And so I thought I'd better explain that to the people before we started the sale, that it was his request that it be sold this quick. And as I said, some of the hardest things that you'll have to do, and I discussed that this morning. I don't know if any of you under the tent now that was under the tent this morning. On two occasions, I have had to go to rest homes and take the diamond rings off a lady's fingers and sell them by a court order. Because if you have an estate and have to go to a rest home, you're only allowed $1,500. And when all of your assets have dwindled to $1,500, then you're entitled for aid. So you cannot have them. And in these two cases, a judge ordered me to go to the rest home and get those diamonds and sell them at public auction. And this I did, along with all of the other household items. Yes, Amanda, you have something?
Yeah, I was wondering if anyone had questions about auctioneering, and then we might asked Mr. Evans if he would demonstrate an auction, and some of you could bid on a few of the items here.
All right. Anyone have any questions about auctioneering? I'll be happy to try to answer them. Yes, sir. It is a 10-day and night course. Believe me, 10 days and nights. We issue them a diploma. We are approved school. We are approved by the Tennessee Department of Education, and we are also a nationally approved school through all states and also through the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. It was at that time, now it's Department of Education. But we're required. Our law has a very strict law on vocational schools. We are supervised constantly, which is, I don't mind it. You know, it just keeps the bad from going astray anyway. But we are well supervised. We do have a program. Our school facilities must be inspected annually by the health department. They must be inspected annually by the fire department. And then we must file annual financial statements, post bonds, pays fees, and stand an inspection team inspects the school annually. Yes, sir. Let's see if you can get it. I can't hear it. Give auction. Yes, ma'am. Now, at auction sales, a lot of times, you will never know who's bidding on an item because a person may come around and he will give you a prearranged signal that he's going to make during the sale. He may say, I'm going to wiggle my index finger. And he'll stand around with his hand like that, and when it bids, he'll just raise his finger. Some people will say, if I reach in my pocket and touch my pen, you take that's a raise. Some people would nod. Some will scream out loud, you know. Different, all types of methods. So you have to constantly be on alert for it. Now, the way that we work a pattern. An auctioneer works a pattern. Now, there's three things that the people has a right to know. First of all, they have a right to know the item that you're selling. The auctioneer describes the item that he is selling. They have a right to know what they're selling. First of all, they have a right to know how much the bid is. Secondly, they have a right to know what you're asking for. Now, with those things in mind, let's say that I put an item up for bid, and this young lady sitting down here starts me. She gives me $5 for it, and I turn over here, and this gentleman gives me $10. All right, I was at the mercy of the world when I asked how much, and she came to my rescue and gave me $5. And when he gave me $10, I owe her a common courtesy to go back and give her an opportunity to raise the bid. So I stay between those two until one of them quits. But all the time, I don't just stand there and just keep drawing and on and on trying to get them. All the time, I'm scanning that audience looking for somebody. And if that bidder ever hesitates and somebody else throws up their hand, I'll pick them up. Then I'll stay between those two, but I'll glance down at her every once in a while, see if she wants back in. And I'll stay between two until one of them quits, and then I'll pick up another one and stay with them until one of them quits. If you don't use a pattern, you have a mental working pattern that you have to use. How much, what am I selling? What is it worth? How much the bid? What am I asking? Who bid it? Where are they in the crowd? It's a physical and a mental strain on you. I can guarantee you that if you stand anywhere for 2 hours and a half, an auctioneer, you're as tired. I'm tireder when I've sold 2 hours and a half than I ever was when I plowed a mule for 10 hours, daylight till dark. Yes, sir. When a bidder bids, he has made a firm contract. That is a firm verbal contract upheld by law. And when the auctioneer says sold, or knocks the item down, a contract has been completed, has been consummated between the buyer and the seller when the item is knocked down. Now, there's a lot of laws and a lot of interpretations that the courts have made interpretations on the law as it pertains to auctioneering. For instance, Nashville, Tennessee, a few years ago, the First American National Bank was executor of an estate, and they were selling all of the household goods and personal belongings of the deceased. They put up a box of used clothing and sold them for $9.50. The man that bought them found a ring in one of the pockets valued at $2,500. Instead of keeping his mouth shut and having it remounted, he told everybody about it. He tickled to death. I bought a bargain. I got a $2,500 ring for $9.50. So the bank, as executor of the will, sued the man. Said, you didn't buy the ring. So the court says all the auctioneer sold was a box of used clothing. That's all he intended to sell. All the man was bidding on was a box of used clothing. He was not bidding on the ring. The auctioneer didn't know it was in there. The executor didn't know it was in the pocket. The buyer didn't know it was in the pocket. Therefore, title to the ring did not pass. And the estate got the ring back. There's a lot of court decisions pertaining to auctioneering. Any other questions? All right, it's 2:00. We're going to have a sale right here inside with some of the other auctioneers going to come in and take over. I can stand up here and talk all day if you just give me a little cue what you want to talk about. But as we started out, you sell according to the value of the item. If it's a low-valued item, you have to pick it up and make a quick appraisal of it. If you have an article that's worth $5, the first thing the auctioneer would say, well, who'll give me a $5 bill for it and let's go? Here to $5 bill to give five tomorrow. Well, $2.50 and now $3. Here $2.50 to give $3. Now $4 to buy them tomorrow. $4 to buy them tomorrow. $4.50. $4.50 to buy them tomorrow. $5 bill. That is, he's dealing with an item about like that. All right. Whatever item he picks up and sells, the appraised value, the estimated value that the auctioneer thinks it's worth, determines the bracket that he's going to sell in. If it's a small dish, he goes in a quarter bracket. If it's a little larger item, in a dollar bracket. If it's a higher price item, in a 2.5, a 5, a 10, a 25, or even a $1,000 or $10,000 bracket. Depending upon the value of the merchandise he's selling, this sets the pace of the bracket that the auctioneer is going to sell. Now, the filler words, like go a dollar, bid a dollar, say a dollar, add a dollar, now a dollar, do you want them, add a dollar, I'll give a dollar for it. Here to go a dollar, bid a dollar, get a dollar, now a dollar, do you want them, add a dollar, I'll give a dollar for it. That's what we call a filler word. That is nothing in the world but a tool of the trade that the auctioneer has to work with until he can get a bid. Now, if he stood up there and said, go a dollar, give me a dollar. Somebody give me a dollar. Anybody give me a dollar? He'd stand there till he dropped dead. And he'd never get a dollar. But if he stood up there and say, all right, let's go, who'll give me a dollar bill for it? A dollar bill, the bomb, the bomb, a dollar, will you give a dollar? Yes, you will. Now I have a dollar and a half, 75, $2, the bomb, the bomb. He moves it on. The faster the sale, the higher the merchandise will sell for. You know, you're sitting out there, the audience, you don't have time to think if he's selling. And in our part of the section, it's nothing unusual for a $500,000 or $1 million sale. The finest farms, the finest homes, paintings, diamonds, antiques are sold at public auction. If you were to pick up the Sunday morning paper in the Nashville, Tennessee, and look at it, you would probably every Sunday see anywhere from $3, $5, to $6 million worth of real estate, equipment, or some type of property in one form, fashion, or the other to be sold at public auction within the next week. And I mean this is year-round. Yes, ma'am.
There was a question back here. One of the gentlemen wanted to know, what's the difference in the slow pitch and fast pitch according to the kind of item you're selling in the audience, whether they're trained buyers or people like us today?
The pace, the speed with which you sell depends upon the item that you are selling. For instance, if you're in the cattle market, you are selling to educated buyers. You're selling to buyers that knows the value of the cattle, and you only have to deal with just a few. The tobacco market, you're selling to just about 6 or 8 people. That's all you're concerned with. They're the only one there, and brother, you can travel. Now, when you're selling household items, you sell pretty fast. But if you're selling quarter and a half a dollar and $2 and $5 items, you just go and get rid of them. You go. But as the price gets higher, you slow up. In other words, the value of the merchandise you're selling kindly depends upon the speed with which you sell. You wouldn't get out here and sell a farm. Hey, $350,000 to give $75,000, $75,000. Who'd want to spend $400,000 that quick? Very few would want to spend $400,000 that quick. So when you start selling a $400,000 or $500,000 farm, you slow down. And the audience, if you have older people that are not accustomed to sales, you have to slow down. I know if I go into a new county, a new state, a new city, I start out slow to get a feeling of the crowd, to see how they're used to bidding. And then you have to sell according to the custom that's been in that. So you have to feel your way around with it. Any other questions? I thank you, and if you're ever down in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, my front door is always open. Just pull the latch and walk in. Thank you very much. They'll have an auction starting right here, right now.
There, he'll take that for it. Anybody want it? All right, you want me to sell anything else, Amanda? Okay, Vic.
We're going to have a tobacco auction at 2:30, and that'll last for half an hour, and then at 3 o'clock we'll start a household auction. We'll actually be auctioning off some of these items and some more items. So you can come, and they're very inexpensive items, so if you've never had a chance to bid at an auction because things were too expensive, you can come here and pay 50 cents and maybe take home a glass or a toaster or something like that and learn how to bid at an auction sale. Then when you go to an auction somewhere else, you'll know how to do it just right.
Yeah,
so come back at 3 o'clock and the tobacco auction will start at 2:30.
Some of you little children come back, and as long as I don't run out of 25 and 50 cent pieces, I'll buy you something. Come on back. I'll let you bid. We'll buy you something. We'll see if you get take something home. You come back about 3 o'clock. I'll tell you what we'll do. Peggy, why don't we just try selling a few fictitious items first? What do we say? Now, we'd like for you all to bid. We're going to sell you something here, and you pick out anything you want to buy. Just throw your hand up so you can get in the mood of bidding. First, maybe I better tell you who I am. I'm Ned Marr from Martinsburg, Shepherdstown, West Virginia, Shepherdstown and Martinsburg. And I've been auctioneering about 23 years. I started selling my own livestock as I farmed. I'm a farmer, born and raised on a farm, spent 5 years in World War II. But I sold my cows so many times, so they curtsied till I got through. And I had my daughter who has clerked for me, but she doesn't clerk anymore. My wife and stepdaughter are also here today. They came down by train today to spend the day at the folk auction also. So we're going to sell you anything you want to buy here now. But let's sell this lady's camera over here first. How much you want to give for it fictitiously? How much you want to give for it? Somebody get $25 on it. 25 for 25 now. 30 now. 35. 30 for 35 now. 40 now. 45 now. 50. 55. 55. 55. 50. 55. 50. 60. Number 60. 65. Now 70. Not 70. 75. 75. 70. 75. 75. 75. 75. Sold back to the same lady for $70. Thank you, lady. Thank you. Will you take that for it? You won't? Oh, she's got a real camera. She won't take it. You must have a lot of valuable pictures in that thing. Okay, what do you want to buy? What do you want to sell first, Peggy?
Okay, helping us today, too, will be Mr. Victor Rhodes. And which one would you like to pick out first?
Well, now, one other announcement we better make first. Before all of these items are donated by the Goodwill people. And the proceeds from this go back to the Goodwill people. The proceeds from this go back to, they bought these items here just so we'd have something to sell. And the proceeds go back to the Goodwill people. Now I will say, I want to make the announcement, if you permit me now, about the sauna on Monday. On Monday, which is a holiday, Monday at 4 o'clock, the sauna with the Finnish American group are building over here will be sold at 4 o'clock. The proceeds from it go to the Smithsonian. It's only 8x8. And it's a fine thing to take a bath in. It's only 8x8, and it can be moved on a pickup. And also on Monday at 4 o'clock, one of the Finnish American people is making a pair of birch bark shoes. They're about that long, and it's the only pair that'll ever be sold. There's never a pair been sold, and it's the only pair that'll ever be sold. So Monday, if you'll come to those two items also. Now, we're going to have an auction here every day. But those two things in particular, we want you to keep in the back of your mind. Okay, how much you want to give on the hat rack here? Somebody get $10 on. Everybody get 10. Who's got 10? 5. 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 3, 2, 1, 1 and a half. $1. And everyone, 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 1 and a half. Thank you. 1 and a half. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, $1. Thank you, lady. Lady for $1. Now, you can help. These people are coming around and clerking now. They're coming around and collecting your money. They'll come around. You just pay these people to come around. This money goes back to the Goodwill people. Goes back to the Goodwill people. Let's try the... Pick out something. If somebody wants to buy something, pick out something. Otherwise, look at this pan here. Here's a good pan. Anybody get $10? Anybody get 10 on the pan? 10, 10, anybody get 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 10, 5. Who's the 5 on the pan? 3, 3, 1, 2. One, hit it, 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 So, well, you're for $1, same lady for $1. Thank you, lady. We won't let you bid against yourself. Feel free to bid. Buy some of the stuff. Go ahead and buy it and take it home. There's a usable item that lady bought. That thing probably cost you $10 or $12. Look at there. She had a $10 bill ready to pay for it. Look at there, and she only had to pay one. Uh-oh, look at this skillet here. Cast iron skillet. Cast iron. What did we get on that $10? Who's that 10? Who's that 10? 5. Who's that 5? 3. 1. Who'll give 2? One dollar, get it, get it, That's not an exaggeration. Two and a quarter.
Mr. Moore, you do household auctions in Western Virginia like we're doing here. What other kinds of auctions do you often do?
I sell livestock and real estate, bank stock at auction. We also sell bank stock at auction. I sell most anything. I even sold a buffalo one time. Sold a buffalo by the pound one time. It's the only time I've ever sold one of those. We sell anything. Sell anything, anytime, anywhere. How much you want to give in a toaster? Somebody give $10. 3 and a quarter. Thank you, sir, for 3 and a quarter. Give him a hand. What job? Is there anybody that doesn't understand? Anybody that doesn't understand me, what I'm saying? I'm sure all of you understand. $3 and a quarter. 3 and a quarter? You couldn't understand a 3 and a quarter? My gracious, what's the matter? You should certainly should understand. Wouldn't you think they understood? Don't you understand? Okay, let's try one real slow. See how we get along with this. All right, button. Who's got the button? Somebody give $1. Who'll give me $1? You want to give $1? I got a half. Anybody get 75? Dollar. You want to give me $1? $7, I'm going to get $1, $1 a quarter. $1, $1 a quarter. You're out. $1, $1 a quarter. $1, $1 a quarter. $1.50, $1.75, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25, $2.25 You've been there scratching your neck. You scratching your neck? You just bought a bunch of buttons, young fella. You want them? Two and a half. Throw away you for $2.25. Now, you certainly understood that, didn't you? I'm sure you did. I thought you did. $2.25 was the price. That lady right there is the buyer. You didn't get them, sir, although you scratched your neck. Yeah, you... He just made her pay 25 cents more than she should have. Hey, here's some more buttons. Button. Who's got the buttons? We'll give you a second chance, fella. Give you a second chance. We'll get $10. Who said 10? Five on all those buttons. Five. One, two. $1, we get two. One, we get $2. Thank you, sir. Heard the gentleman back there for $2. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Buford. Way to live.
Oh, look at here now. Pay attention here now. They make these. No, they don't have these in Vermont, do they? How much you want to give here? $10. $1, two. One quarter. That's $1 all I got. Who'll give $1.25? One quarter. One twenty-five. Get that man from Vermont. 150, 175. You've been, sir, just patting your leg there. Something wrong with it. 150, 175. Look at there, lady. 175. Not two. You're going to give it two. 175. $2. We're going to get $2.25, lady. You're going to get two and a quarter. You been there, sir? What's the matter? Fly's bad. He's waving at a fly. Throw back there for $2. Thank you, sir. $2 is the price. I'm glad he's here, too. Barometer. Is that what it is? Hey, here's a barometer. Look at here now. Here's a barometer. What everybody give on the barometer? Temperature and all. Warm, too. Somebody get $15. Everybody give me $10. Ten. Two, not three. Two, who'll get three? $2, who'll get three? Come on, barometer. $3. Two, who'll get three? Two and a half. $2, who'll give a half? Two and a half. Your man's out. Two twenty-five. You want to give a half anywhere? Boy, that thing's worth more than $2.25. That's worth more than $2.25. Everybody get $2.50. I should say not. $2.25. How about the back of my hand? $2.25 on the barometer. Good barometer. 2.5. 2.5. 275. You're down $3. You're gonna give me 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 $3, sir. You're gonna give me $3.25. You're gonna give me $3.25. You're gonna give me $3.5. You're gonna give me $3.5. $3.25. $3.25. $3.25. $3.25. You're not much help. $3.25. $3.25. $3.25. $3.25. $3.25. Anybody else give a half? Anybody $3.5? Anybody $3.5? You gonna give a half back there? Anybody $3.5? Anybody $3.5? Tow right here for $3.25. Thank you, sir. Give him a hand. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. These are all goodwill. I am not going to let Vic sell a while. Vic, you come on up here and sell. He'll tell you where he's from. He's from Pennsylvania.
One of the things that we're doing here at the auction section of the festival is introducing you to different kinds of auction chants. Mr. Morrow's from West Virginia, Mr. Vic Rhodes, who's worked at country auctions in the Pennsylvania Dutch country. Let's see what we have for you, Vic. What would you like to pick out?
Ed. Oh, boy, what do you got there?
What's Hobby and Crafts? Something made Hobby and Crafts out there.
Hobbies and Crafts, yeah, well, boy, that's all right. Hey, how much are you going to get? $3, $2, $2, $1.5, let's go. Dollar. Dollar, bit of dollar, let's go. Anybody give a dollar, right? Dollar. Dollar. Half a dollar. Hey, all right. Would you give a half, sir? Half a dollar? Half a dollar, let's go. Come on, we're low enough. Half a dollar. Anybody a half a dollar? 50 bit of half. All right, quarter.
Yeah.
Quarter bit of half, bit of half, quarter bit of half, bit of half, quarter bit of half, half. 25, now 50, I got a quarter bit of half, bit of half, quarter bit of half, half, quarter bit of half. And you bought it, sir. That's you, right? Yeah, all right. This, Mr. Maher, the auctioneer is going to pay for it for you, son. All right. Okay. What's next, then? Give me something else. What do you got? Okay. Nice little table, electric table lamp. All right. $5, $5, $5, $4, $4, $4, $3, $3. You want to get $3, $3. $2 and go. That's a nice little lamp. $1. Let's start it.
Yeah.
Dollar and a quarter, dollar and a half, one and a half, two. Two, you're out there. One, two, bit of half. I get $2.5, $3. $3, $2.5, $3, $3, $2.5, $3, $3, $2.5, bit of $3, bit of half, quarter, $3, you want to get a quarter? No, $3, bit of quarter, $3, bit of quarter, $3, bit of quarter. Sold the lady right in front of you, $3. Okay, what do we got now, Peggy?
Well, I'll let Ned pick it out for you.
Okay.
You do more than household auctions as well, Vic. What other kinds of auctions have you done?
I do household sales. I mean, I have a real estate license for 30 years. This week I'll be down here all week, and I'll be going home Tuesday. But next Saturday, about 4 miles in back of Boyertown, Pennsylvania, I'm going to have a big, big sale. I'm going to have a 3-horsepower international gasoline engine. I'm going to have a copper still to sell, but we don't have the coils. You can't make gasohol. You can take it and polish it and use it for an antique.
So you're going to have a farm sale.
Yeah, it's a farm sale, right.
Okay, let's see what Ned's picked out for us.
What do you got, Ned? Oh, boy. Hey, I'm going to get $3, $3, $3, $2, a nice little piece of stemware. Dollar and a half, and let's go. $1. I have a dollar here, and a half, $1, bit of half, $1, bit of quarter. Yeah. I got a quarter back there, and a half. You're out. You want to give a half? Yeah. $1.75. Yeah. $2. $1.75, bit of two. I got two. $1.75, bit of two. You want to get two? $1.75, go two, bid two. So straight back there in a white shirt, $1.75. Now what do you got? Give me something, Peggy.
Well, I'll think of something. Does anyone have questions for the auctioneer who's helping us today? Anything you'd like to ask him about his work?
Hey, get me an article. I'll sell it for you, buddy. All right. What do you got to sell here? Get me something. All right. What do you want put up?
Okay, we'll do that next.
Oh, music time. All right, I want to give that $5, $5, $5, $4, $4, $4. You want to get $4, $4, $3, $3, $3, $2. A dollar. Will you give a dollar? I got a dollar there and a half, $1 bit, 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 $1 bit a quarter, $1 bit a quarter. I got $1 bit a quarter. And so, what? $1 a quarter, $1 and a half, $1.50, $1.75. $1.50, $1.75, $1.50, $1.75, huh? $1.50, $1.75, and sold to Wonder Woman for $1.50. That's what it says, right? Okay, let's go. What do you want to sell? Some ice skates, or I don't care. Want to sell some beads? Hey, look at all them beads. Wow. All right. Hey, there's a nice lot of beads. If you're doing artwork, boy, that's really something. Yeah, that's nice if you're making these old-fashioned, if you're making these Christmas balls with beads on them. And feather, like $10, $5, $5, $3, $3, $2, $2, $1, $1. Dollar for all the beads. Half a dollar. Half a dollar, 75, 50 bids, 75, 50 bids, 75, 75, dollar. Dollar bid a half. One and a half. One and a quarter, one and a half, 150, sir, huh? 175, $2, two, 175, but two, you want to get two, huh? You say two bit a quarter, two and a quarter, huh? Two and a quarter, bit a half, 225, but you get 50, sir, huh? 225 and a half, half, so right there, two and a quarter, all right. Now, what do we got now? Give me something else here.
Okay, you look around. You see anything
well,
you like?
Right.
Does anybody like us to put
any
one particular
you
item
put
on?
Up, folks?
That might go on sale.
What do you want up?
Okay, perhaps the plates. One or two.
What do you want? Yeah, right. Here's a beautiful tray. What does it say? All right. Curry and Ives reprint ornaments. $10, $5, $5, $4, $4, $4, $3, $3, $2, $2, $1. Dollar bid in the tray, $1 bid a dollar. Let's go. Half a dollar on the tray there. You want to give a half, half? Half a dollar bid a half, 50 on the tray. Let's go. 50 bid a half, half. Quarter. Would you give a quarter bid a quarter? How about you? A quarter bid a quarter. Anybody a quarter? Hey. A quarter? Nobody want to give a quarter? Well, then put it back. All right, what do we got now? All right. All right. What is it?
A little two-cup thermos.
All right, a little thermos. Oh, you say one cup. One cup thermos. A little snack jar. All right, $3, $2, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, It's her bid. Yeah. 50 bid, 75, now 75, 50 bid, 75. I wouldn't let her bid against herself. 50 bid, 75, now 75, 50, got a 75, bid a 75, 50 bid, 75, 50 bid, 75. And you're elected, sir. All right. All right. What do you got now?
You know, I would say one of the places that you've been an auctioneer is some of the farmers markets up in Pennsylvania. Like the one at Zurn's. Have any of you been up into the Pennsylvania Dutch country and gone to the farmers markets there and any of the auctions?
Zurn's Market at Gilbertsville. All right. Okay. Yeah, I don't sell there anymore, but I used to. I used to sell produce there. And yep. All right. What else you got? Give me something else.
Give me something to sell.
All right. What are you having? All right. Christmas tree. Christmas tree stand. $3, $2, $2, $2, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $1, $75, half a dollar, bid a half, quarter, let's go. Quarter, bid a quarter, you'll give a quarter now, huh? Quarter on the Christmas tree stand. Anybody give a quarter? Quarter? Hey, right, anybody bid a quarter, bid a quarter, bid a quarter, bid a quarter? Well, can't get a quarter, what do? Set it back again. Now, folks, like we were telling you before, all the money that we get here doesn't go to the Smithsonian Institute, it goes to the Goodwill industry. All right, now what do you got? Wow. Let's sell that pair of bookends, huh? Bookends, a football and a baseball glove. All right, no. $5 for the pair, $5, $3, $2, $2, $1, $1. Let's go. I got a dollar, right? Dollar? Dollar bid a quarter, bid a quarter, $1 bid a quarter, bid a quarter. That's for the pair. $1 bid a quarter. I won't take your bid twice. $1 bid a quarter, $1 bid a quarter, $1 bid a quarter. If it's your bid, I'll tell you. $1 bid a quarter, one. Huh, one and a quarter, one and a half. You're out now. $1.50, $1.75, $2. $1.75. Hey, you're out there back there. You want to get two? Two bid a quarter. Oh, she said no. I got $1.75 in the front. No, she said no. $1.75. No, that's your bid, sir. $1.75 bid two. You're in, sir. $1.75 bid of $2, bid of $2, bid of $2. Sold a gentleman here for $1.75. All right. All right, Peggy, all right, let's go. Let's try them ice skates, I guess, huh? All right, now, folks, we're going to let...
There's a little lady was up the way a while ago, and she came down here, and I told her I was going to be selling something, so I want to sell her something before I go. Before I go, I just want to sell her something. Somebody give $10. Bring a 10, bring a 10, bring a 10, bring a 5. $1, 9, 2, bring a 2, 9, 3, 3, 9, 4, 9, 5. 4, get 5, bring a 4 and a half, 4, bring a 4 and a half. 4, bring a 4 and a half, bring a 4 and a half, 4, bring a 4 and a half, 4, bring a 4 and a half, 4, bring a 4 and a half, 5. 5 and a half, bring a 5 and a half. 5 and a 5 and a half, 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 5 and a 5 and a half. Sold this little lady here for $5. The little lady here for $5. You got $5? You just bought something for $5. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you very much, Mr. Morrow, Mr. Rhodes. We're going to be having auctions here all day tomorrow, both household and tobacco. Perhaps before you go, you'd say thank you to our auctioneers for taking the time to come to this festival.